From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Author Elizabeth Strout's family has lived in Maine for eight generations. Most of her work is set there, including her Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Olive Kittredge. But Strout herself has lived most of her adult life in New York. In her new novel, The Burgess Boys, she writes for the first time about the city she now calls home. NPR's Lynn Neary spent some time with Strout as she visited the Brooklyn neighborhood where much of the story is set.
It's a late wintry afternoon. A gray day is fading into a steely twilight, and a brisk wind is at our backs as we walk through Elizabeth Strout's old Brooklyn neighborhood, Park Slope.
This is 6th Avenue that we're on here. And 7th Avenue is kind of like the main street of town, or it used to be.
It's been many years since Strout lived in Park Slope, but this is where she settled not long after she left Maine, a decision, she says, her family never really accepted.
The kind of New England that I came from with so many generations that went back, it was simply expected that you would stay. You would stay and marry somebody from New England, and you would have... And I don't mean New England, I'm really talking about Maine. because New England, of course, is as diverse as parts of New York. So I think that it was seen as a betrayal. Well, you know, every family has somebody who misbehaves.
And you're the one.
Well, I think I was.
So you found refuge in New York.
I did find refuge in New York.
Park Slope is where Jim and Bob Burgess, the Burgess brothers in the title of Strout's new book, also found refuge when they moved to New York. Down a quiet side street is a bar which Strout says is the kind of place where one of the Burgess brothers might often be found.
We are sitting in an ale house in Park Slope, which is very similar to the bar that my character Bob Burgess would come to for comfort. It's a place where you come in, you can be friendly, or you can just sit quietly. I could actually kind of see him sitting over there right now at that bar.
Just like Strout, Bob Burgess and his brother Jim moved to New York from a small town in Maine. Their family had a certain notoriety in town because as children, their father was killed in an accident which everyone believes was Bob's fault. Even as adults, that event still haunts their lives.
For the Burgess boys, New York has provided them with a sense of being able to shake off the family tragedy that occurred when they were such young siblings and essentially have fled from.
Jim is now a famous lawyer, married with 3 kids. He and his wife live in one of the elegant townhouses that line the side streets of Park Slope. Bob lives nearby in a small, shabby apartment on a busy street. He's divorced, drinks too much, and likes to peek into his neighbors' lives as he sneaks a cigarette out his window. Here, Strout reads a passage from the book.
Later, sitting by the window, he saw the young girl across the street moving about her cozy apartment in her underwear, and nearby the couple in their white kitchen were doing the dishes together. He thought of all the people in the world who felt they'd been saved by a city. He was one of them. Whatever darkness leaked its way in, there were always lights on in different windows here, each light like a gentle touch on his shoulder saying, "Whatever is happening, Bob Burgess, you are never alone."
The Burgess boys don't really get along. Jim bullies his brother mercilessly, but they can't seem to get away from each other either. The family's story becomes even more complicated when their sister in Maine calls to tell them that her son is in serious trouble for desecrating a mosque that's important to the small Somali community in their hometown. The two brothers reluctantly agreed to go back home to help.
Family is not something we pick, and yet it's something that brings up very often deep, deep feelings in us of anger and love, and I think in the end, loyalty for most of us, no matter how much we think we've run away, there's a fierce loyalty that often arrives, and that's what I see with the Burgess boys, that for all their rivalry or all their difficulties, when things fall apart, there's nobody that's going to fight for Jim the way Bob will, and there's nobody that's going to fight for Bob the way Jim will.
The story of the Burgess nephew's crime was based on a real story, Strout says, and the tension between small towns and newcomers like the Somalis is taking place in all parts of the country, including Maine. Strout was interested in exploring those dynamics. She also saw parallels between the lives of the Somalis in Maine and the Burgess boys in New York.
I realized, well, of course, this all falls into place in a certain kind of way, because We are talking about how do we find a home in an entirely new environment? How do people go from one environment that's deeply familiar and make a home in another? That's something that I'm very curious about. And so the Somalis are naturally going to be part of that.
Stroud says her ties to Maine are still strong, and she visits often. But her daughter, raised in Park Slope, is not a Mainer. She's a New Yorker. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.